But there's plenty of text messages coming through. I tell you who's getting a lot of nominations.
What about our man?
Paulie Hoff.
Yeah. Paulie. And talk about being over 6 foot. He was well over.
He was 6'6", wasn't he?
Yeah.
Donnie McKinnon, obviously. Remember, oh, that's from Mick the Plumber.
Look at Jaws is Steve Rogers. Chicken Moore in the centre. Steve Rogers, one of the great centres of all time.
Sludge of copper.
He's an immortal of... Like, he's that good of a league player.
Because they used to have the police competition. They would play interstate, maybe even internationally. I know. Do you run into a?
I used to be in England. We're playing in Wigan, and I'd go. We'll play Friday night. Saturdays, I'd go down and just go down to London on my own. You know, go watch a sharp West End. Then I'd go out. Anyway, I was having trouble getting into nightclubs because I was just a rank human, you know, trying to get in. But the one security guard of this really fancy joint in Mayfair, he spotted me and let me in. And I just thought, I was dead set my luckiest night ever. And I was outside having a few darts that with him later in the night. And he was obviously still just working on the door. And he said he was he used to be in the coppers and used to come out regularly.
Yeah.
And play against the Aussies out here before, you know, sometimes before the NRL game or before the reserve grade. So he remembered how it sort of just fell away. But I remember growing up, used to watching them nearly every year.
Yeah, the coppers would play, and I know the Fireys would have a team. I used to come down and watch them in the Domain on a Friday. It was when I was like Qantas had a team, all the banks had a team. There was a real big, and it was quite competitive.
Big corporate league,
league, and but that's fallen by the wayside, like everything else, like long lunches. And men's gallery.
So the text line's 0457 736 736. Text in with your police officers that played in the NRL. Yep. The boys, I think, have put together a nice squad through what they've thought and the text that have come in.
Are we narrowing it down to 17, Brian? Or?
Well, we're very heavy on the forwards.
Yeah,
we need a couple of halves.
But like you said,
could we play Rocket in the halves?
Rod Silver in the halves? He could play halfback, couldn't he? He would have played halfback at some stage.
I think this is what you were talking about before with the generational thing. We've seen a lot of the older players have to meet those requirements of being 6 foot and a certain size when they went to the academy early on. So
forwards.
Some of the younger brigade aren't necessarily going to the police force because they're concentrating on their craft, rugby league.
Yeah. And everyone's going into IT as well.
Exactly.
IT is heavy.
Fletch, Finch,
yes.
Yeah. Let's go through your squads.
Okay.
Who are your top police officers that played in the NRL?
Yeah, I think Steve Rogers. He could just about go down as the greatest. We've got Sean Garlick, a hooker. We're going to get 1-17. I don't know what Brian's rufflings are over there. I think we might move Rocket into the house because Paul Hoff, he played for Australia at fullback. A couple of great wingers in the team. There's a few there, Brian. You had
okay. Well, we got to have first of all.
Did you think what happened to you?
I thought
why you weren't on your mic for 43 seconds.
So Brooksy said to me, "Listeners, Brooksy said, pass me because when we've got Sugar here, Sugar is the most organised person in the world. Confuses everyone and me sometimes, but I'll give him one thing: very organised. So Brooksy said, get rid of your papers. So anyway." What we're going to have here, you've got to have Mal Meninga in the team because he's an immortal. Yeah. Mm. And you've got to have Johnny Raper in because he's an immortal. So where are you playing Wayne Bennett, you ask? Well, Wayne is on the sting. Ross Harrington, I think we need a bit of grunt coming out of trouble. He's going to be another winger. We got Lee Odenryne. So I'm going to put him at six.
Lee Odenryne?
Yeah.
Wait, he's a winger.
That's all right. He's got some good ball skills. But this is where we're going to win, boys.
The forwards are superb.
So we've got this is a selection. Paddy Jarvis. Paul Massey.
Don McKinnon.
Ooh. Robbie Mears. Sean Garlick.
Craig Young.
You've already said that. Mal Cochran. And
Bruce,
of course,
Starkey.
Yeah. What about, Sam Stewart.
Ooh. The original captain at the Newcastle Knights.
Yeah. And Paul.
Mark Sargent.
He should be the captain, shouldn't he? With a surname.
Yeah, he did change.
Was he a sergeant? He was sergeant.
Yeah, we've got Satsy from Freshwater saying Glenn Morrison.
Forward.
Yeah, and Finchie's mate, Brad Kelly.
Yes, he was.
BK
was a copper.
Okay.
When he retired, he finished playing at, was that the Northern Eagles and at Manly when they went back over, then played a bit of time with Robbo, Trent Robinson in France, and then when he came back, he was a copper.
Right.
Time in the police force.
I'm just thinking, moving forward, I know we're talking about we've got a referee, obviously, Bill Harrigan.
One of the best.
TRG.
Kevin Roberts.
Kevin Roberts.
Well, with the wing position, could we put Wayne Bennett as coach?
No, we need him out there.
Keep Odin Ryan at six.
It'd be good under the high ball. Good height,
though. We need someone at six. What did Chickamore play?
You know, it's also good having Wayne in the team. We can go out and get on the PI55 and he can drive us home. Yeah. Designated driver. Yeah. This day and age, no one looking after his teammates.
Wouldn't we just get a bus?
Well, he doesn't drink, Wayne.
Yeah, I know, but he might want to do something else.